behind closed doors, environmental regulations have been relaxed, and in particular, the decision to not stick with the CO2 emission standards for cars that were proposed under the Obama administration, and which even many of the automobile companies actually favored.
Because this is a public health crisis that affects people who have pre-existing conditions and lung issues and breathing issues, is this going to become more of a public health issue in people's minds more than just, say, an environmental issue or a business issue?
It's possible that it could become more of an environmental health issue, especially if this pandemic comes back next year, and if it sticks around for longer than we all hope it will, then maybe people could start to realize that being healthy actually has a tremendous value. Sometimes we can't put the monetary value on it, but when people realize that this disease affects primarily those with underlying health conditions or respiratory illnesses, maybe we'll start to realize that. And the other thing I will say is we might have an opportunity once we start to bring businesses back and grow the economy again. A lot of firms, a lot of industries will need financial support. They'll need subsidies. They'll need tax breaks. And we could require that associated with some of these financial incentives, we put in place new efficiency rules, for example. So we could require that airlines, for example, report what the emissions are associated with certain flights, so consumers could have a choice as to how they want to fly, with what company they want to fly, with what airplane they want to fly. There's lots of things we could potentially do, but it requires the political will to actually move forward.
Right now, there's a lot of discussion that once the immediate effects of the pandemic are over, that there will be a lasting global recession. And what's the trend when it comes to air pollution historically during periods of recession?
So during periods of recession, we see this very clearly in the data. There is a trend towards less air pollution, reduced emissions of greenhouse gases, primarily carbon dioxide. We have seen this during the 2008-2009 recession. We saw it during the oil crisis in the 70s. We saw it during the collapse of the Soviet Union, and we're seeing it now as well. So as an example, at the height of the pandemic in China, when it first appeared, during those 3 weeks, the emissions in China were reduced by the same amount that New York State emits in 1 year, to give you a sense of the scale of this. So we'll see a massive dip in emissions, but it won't last. It will be temporary.